This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Just before, I've been doing this job just under a year, and before that I was chief executive of Barnet, as it happens. And it struck me towards the end of that 8 years that there was something strange going on. All of the inspection reports, comprehensive performance assessment as it was in local government, were all the numbers were going like that. Trust and satisfaction in services were going like that. And I started thinking about what were the issues that we weren't able to address. Obesity is clearly one of them, but I think it's wider than that. It's a clutch of problems if you think about parental aspiration in education, if you think about citizens' behaviour to do with waste minimisation, and the general rationing self-rationing of natural resources. I began to think that the model that we all use, the heavily engineered evidence leading to targets, leading perhaps to incentives, while it's done remarkable things in the last 15 years or so, actually it's run its course in certain areas. You can't deliver in service terms waste minimization. You have to get people to change the behavior. And I think the same is true with obesity. We may have enough money currently to address the 5,000. You heard from Robert this morning that that isn't going to continue to be the case. And I've got to say, Robert is, I think, overly conservative in how bad he thinks it's going to be, because he's using current Treasury figures, and I think matters will be worse than that. So, A, I think we've got a model of service delivery and public service management that is under stress and can't do everything that we want. We can't afford deliver services in these areas to everyone. And therefore, my provocation to you is that actually we have to find another way of doing things, because I think the heavily engineered new public management model that we've been running has this result in too many cases. We have hit all of the CPA targets in local government, and actually the people aren't convinced. And I think we therefore have to start thinking not just of doing things differently, moving the budgets from here to there, but actually doing things in an entirely different way. And this is one analogy that I'm trying to work on. This is Tim O'Reilly, who is a big web guru. And he has the analogy of government as a platform. I think what this means is that we talk all the time, and we've talked in the speeches that I've heard today, about the government to citizen. We also, particularly in the medical and caring professions, do a lot of citizen to government. Where I think we have to think a lot more clearly is what can citizen to citizen do? What can social norms, social values, and communicative action between citizens achieve in these areas? And I think this... We mustn't underestimate, actually, how very different we may have to act in the coming period, when we will be in a huge period of fiscal austerity while having these problems actually increasing rather than decreasing. And one of the things we're going to have to do, and talking to my colleagues, I'm about to be expelled from the Club of Chief Executives for suggesting this, but we have, for example, to free all of our data. Now, this is not just a fashion, because what we're saying is, and we're working at the GLA, the Mayor and the Assembly are signed up to this informally, and we'll formalise it as we go through the rest of the year, is actually saying, we know a lot about you. The GLA has a gold standard demographic and economics unit, but we put out a lot of analysed data. What we're going to have to get used to is actually putting out a lot of the raw data, so that those people who do not work for us but are passionately interested and involved in social issues, the whole crowd that the social media world talks about, we need to be getting them on our side so that they can use this data for social innovation. So we talk a lot in the public sector about using the internet for broadcasting. Getting the mayor's message across is what a lot of my people will say. Actually, it is a hugely influential tool for doing that citizen-to-citizen thing, because without necessarily the intervention in the state, of the state. So we will put the raw data out, we won't analyse it, we won't tell necessarily people what it means. We will continue to do that, but we will also give citizens the opportunity to see for themselves what this means. And I think we have to start getting across to citizens that they not only have to, because the state won't be able to afford it, but there are much greater opportunities for them to manage and monitor their own health. They've given me these examples because I'm a GPS geek. I walk a lot, and largely female staff it is that see me putting my GPS on to walk to the station to see how far it is, take the mickey. But actually, if you give a boy a pedometer, that boy is going to work further, because I'm just in competition with myself, but being a boy, I want to win. So I think we have to think extremely differently about the techniques that we use. So I say that this will not work for the 5,000 that Andrew's talking about, and the state will clearly have to have a strong intervention approach to that. But for other people, we have to rely much more on citizens doing it for themselves. And they are doing it. This is a website from the States, where it's set up by people themselves, where they identify each other across the net, the web, and start talking about their conditions and how they can make their lives better themselves. But I don't think it's just us thinking about how we might use the web. We've got to probably think of how the state acts in an entirely different way. And we may have to start using humour. So if there was sound, they are playing the piano. So an ad agency can do something remarkable. I mean, I try and walk up the escalator every day, and Matthew Taylor from the RSA insists that when he walks up the escalator, everybody else follows. He has obviously got better natural leadership skills than me, because I'm normally on my own. But the provocation to you is, how can the state start getting strong, provocative, mind-changing messages like this across to people? And we won't do it if we stick within the normal means that we've been doing. If you can read that, it is Lost Love Handles. Lost when I started taking, this is not me, this is when the person started going up the escalator rather than using the lift, walking up the escalator. So can we start thinking about using these sort of methods, encouraging, holding the ring for citizens talking to themselves? Because I think if we keep on with the paradigm that we've been following, the clinical engineered paradigm, of course we have to keep on doing those things. You know, these things aren't going to work if you're already ill. But if we're going to prevent people being ill, we have to start thinking about approaching things in this way, and not in... There's a German philosopher called Jürgen Habermas who talks about strategic action by the system. And we're all the system. We are paid to get our way with patients, with citizens. And, you know, we're pretty good at it. But actually, it has its limits, because what he calls the life world, and I would argue that the images I've given you are from the life world, that's when we're not at work. That's when we're not using our administrative power, when actually we're saying, we're equal to you. You know, I don't have any greater knowledge of what's going to make you change your mind about looking after yourself than you do. Actually, you're the expert on that. And then I think if we just rely on our past methods, we will continue to fail, because it is my contention that in many areas the NHS has failed to keep the citizens of London healthy and being responsible for the production of the health inequality strategy for the mayor. That is a matter of urgent interest to me. Thank you very much for listening to me.